AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him he would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. The Kremlin denies reports that Macron and Putin have an agreement on de-escalation, spokesman saying in the current situation, Moscow and Paris can't be reaching any deals. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell denounces those who downplay or even reject the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election.
The minority leader also sharply criticizes Republican National Committee's censure of Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney and Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for being members of the Select House Committee, which is investigating the insurrection. Doug Emhoff, husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, was rushed out of an event by Secret Service agents following a bomb threat.
Doug Emhoff was at Dunbar High School for an event in commemoration of Black History Month. He was in the school's museum for about 5 minutes before a member of his security detail approached him saying, "We have to go." Emhoff was removed from the building into his waiting motorcade. Students and educators at the school were instructed to leave. An announcement said, "Evacuate the building." A spokesman for the District of Columbia Public Schools said there was a bomb threat. It was not known if it was related to Emhoff's visit or the Black History Month event. I'm Norman Hall.
The House passes a bipartisan bill that would end a requirement that the Postal Service fund in advance health care benefits for current and retired workers for the next 75 years. That obligation was imposed on the service by Congress in 2006. The measure will also require the service to continue delivering mail 6 days a week. This is AP News. UCLA settles a sex abuse lawsuit.
The University of California has agreed to pay $243.6 million to settle about 50 cases involving 203 women who alleged sexual abuse by a former UCLA gynecologist. The settlement was formally announced Tuesday by the university and attorneys involved in the case. The women alleged abuse by Dr. James Heaps over a 35-year career. Attorneys said each of the women will receive $1.2 million. The deal was reached with the assistance of a private mediator. Heaps, who retired in 2018, was criminally charged last year with 21 counts of sexual offenses involving seven women. He has pleaded not guilty and denies any wrongdoing. I'm Mike Gracia.
Los Angeles prosecutors say they were unable to prove beyond a reasonable doubt a woman's allegations that Dodger pitcher Trevor Bauer beat and sexually assaulted her. Bauer says he and the woman engaged in rough sex at her suggestion. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.